For the first time.
Just your foot?
After a year, like, where you been, eh?
Welcome to the final ultimate rugby audio experience.
For now, like.
For a while. Yeah. For now, like.
For now,
for now, like.
Ever.
What's been happening, boys? It's been a while, hasn't it?
Not much, but yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
Been quite a long time. When was the last one we done?
Was it the ticky-ticky, wasn't it? Was that before the live show or after?
And then you done when we mucker from New Zealand, didn't you?
Mexi.
That was the day of defected.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ticky Ticky was the last one.
I haven't been on for about 3 years, probably.
It's nice to have you back, Nick.
Effective was a quiet afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a nice quiet one there. So it was a bit of an eye-opener for Max here, wasn't it?
But he's going to have to explain now why it's potentially the final one for now.
Well, I'm fucking off to Australia, aren't I?
You've been there before, it was in New Zealand.
No, I've done 14 hours in Brisbane Airport before, but that's
nice. What did you get up to?
Laid on a sofa for a bit.
Your sofa's in Brisbane Airport? That's,
yeah, yeah, if anyone long enough either, I couldn't sleep on it. Neck fucking... neck someone in the airport.
Did you?
Nah. absolutely not. And I nearly fucked up, actually, because I went to check in at Heathrow, and they said... you can't check in. You haven't got a travel visa for Australia. I was like, what? Said, yeah, because you're there for over 5 hours. You need a visa.
Oh, shit.
Luckily, they said, come see eBay and he'll sort one out too. So, wow. 30 quid. Thanks for coming. Like.
Wouldn't have surprised me.
That's an absolute rip-off.
Would that have worked to go into Australia then, or just to lay over?
No, it would have.
Because mine was more than 30 quid when I went.
Yeah, or maybe it was a transit visa.
Was it?
Might have been transit visa.
They were happy when I went on the visa, a full question, like, are you working, you plan to work, you...
Didn't like it look good, did they?
Yeah, I didn't like it look good.
But don't blame them, but...
You are hanging.
So where are you actually going in, Moggs? I know Australia, but it's a big place, like...
Well, starting in Perth.
Oh, but no, you've got a little stopover first.
You started Perth. I had photos last night of a bar called Skimpy's.
Oh, Skimpy's, yeah. It's supposed to be a hell of a venue.
Talk us through Skimpy's, but...
Well, I think I'll have to go and see Sammy Dye over there and
experience it for yourself.
Yeah, there's been some explicit photos sent in the group, hasn't there?
Dirty bird.
Who, me or Sammy Dye?
You and Sammy.
He's carving up by all accounts, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. The old sewing machine.
Courtney's carvery, fucking hell.
Look at that.
Oh, I did see these photos, yeah.
For the benefit of the listeners.
Just some selfies of Sam.
Well, we can't really talk you through these photos, but...
It's not explicit,
Sam's got some lazy
sprinter ham just carving up.
Nothing to do with me.
I diabetes over there, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Skimpy looks like a good venue. He said to me, I messaged him, because we're going to Bali first. We've got 10 days in Bali.
Yeah, so on a jolly, basically. And,
yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But I said to Sammy, I'd done a programme for him, so I said I was a Bali board looking. And he said... I says, it's all right, not as good as I'd have liked. He said, because I go for a pint in Skimpy's every night after work.
Now we know why.
Now we know why, yeah. We know why.
Pops him for a car then.
Yeah.
He would as well, wouldn't he? Like, he's a type bloke who would. Sam, ham and cheese and a fucking car then every night after work.
So when he worked, funny, brilliant story, like, you know, you say about his diet, right? When he used to do college, but he used to have to go to Milton Keynes for it.
It's a distance, isn't it?
So it's something like once every, I don't know, say once a month or once every 6 weeks, you'd have to go up to Milton Keynes for a week. Every night for tea, you'd have Hunter's chicken and chips and a pint of Carling. Every night.
Every night.
Like. And he used to message me, like, saying, like, after Milton Keynes, Hunter's chicken and a Carling.
It's nice for one occasion, like, but every night.
Yeah, we're quite a fan.
And a Carlin.
A Carlin of all.
Quite a fan of the Hunter's Chicken, like.
Yeah.
You can't have it every night.
Not every night.
If you like what you like, innit? So then after Bali, but you're off to Perth then, you know?
Perth then. Yeah, so you've got 2 months in Perth.
You got a Perth form.
My form is going to
be... Oh, nice, Gordy.
Oh, it's Reese's fit now, isn't it, though? It's Reese's fit, so...
But, yeah.
He's back.
Sydney for Christmas, Byron Bay New Year, and then just, fuck yeah, I'd probably be out the money by then. I'll be home.
Are you
by January.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Quick turnaround. Are you working over there? Just a bit of PT.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, so I've got a few contacts, been in touch with a few places, so hopefully someone will employ me.
You going to chuck some egg about over there?
I'd like to think so, yeah, but the season doesn't start until about March, does it, Nick? You've been over, haven't you?
I have been there and played there, but
can't really remember.
I was playing in June, July, I think. So yeah, probably start around.
A touch as well, maybe, because it's quite big over there.
Might touch a few men, yeah.
Nice. Alec.
See if they got a fifth team for
any golf.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
you're trying to think of something funny, aren't you? Like,
I was, and I was struggling.
Yeah,
golf. Yeah, I played some golf out there as well. We've been, you know, Lewis and Ash, AKA Fent, have organised.
Yeah, he's
probably better than me already, but he's been playing about 2 months.
Good hand eye only cricketer, so he should be.
Yeah, C-ball hit ball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently, not very good carryover, though, from cricket to golf. Bad habits, apparently.
Yeah, really bad habits. Yeah. Cricket down.
Golf up.
Straight ball, straight back, isn't it?
Joe's been on an all day today, by the way. And what day is it, Joe?
Monday.
Mad Monday.
Monday club, it's like.
Fucking eventful Monday.
Where you been then?
I've been in.
Caffè Nero, is it?
Yeah, actually, who knew, right? That in. Brewhouse, they play live music from 5 o'clock on Monday.
Everyone knows
Brewhouse on a Monday.
I didn't know they did it on a Monday, but.
Every on a 7, fucking legend. Class.
He's quality, Nick Absolutely. Henry.
He's not Mike Parrott.
No.
He's in the club on Saturday,
mate. Oh, is he? Get on down. I won't be here.
You've been Bali.
I've been fucking Skimpy's, but. Skimpy's. Sammy Day, I'm not Hunter's chicken.
A flight straight to fucking Skimpy's, please.
Skimpy's, right.
Hunter's chicken and a carlin.
Skimpy's.
Skimpies for Hunters.
Well, the next time I'm away with workers, my guy in Premier Inn, I'm going to have Hunters chicken and a carlin, I think. And, just to give my review on it, I have to be done. Like,
while we're on the subject of grubbing, anyone see, Courtney, this has got to upset you greatly, but did you see Sam Warburton's breakfast the other day?
Yeah.
Horrific.
Talk us through it, Claude.
Well,
but listen to this, but.
So he's gone for bread, not toast.
He's called it
he
toast.
He claims it's toast.
It doesn't look.
He's got the toaster on one.
It looks like off. It looks like, you know, when you go
10 seconds, like,
go to like these like hotels, you put the bread through. It was like
when it goes through once, but not twice.
One side, yes, Daddy.
Conveyor belt.
And it comes out, and then if you put it in again,
it burns.
It looks like it's. Yeah.
It looks like what?
It looks like it's been set on fire.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, you're going there, were you? Oh.
So, and he's put beans on it. So, you know, beans on toast, quite a, you know, nice.
Yeah, standard.
Standard. Mm. Well, if we like a bit of beans on toast.
I'll stop you here, though. No butter.
Controversial as well.
Lack of butter.
And so, he's basically got bread, no butter on beans so far.
Can I make coffee?
Beth made me
fucking toast this morning. Zero butter.
What, dry
divorce.
Toast?
What a
She's 25 metres away from him, by the way, listeners.
I was fucking livid.
Tell her then.
Beth.
It's like Gandhi's flip-flops, isn't it? No.
Beth, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad were your toes this morning? How bad were your toes this morning?
Sorry, euphemism.
On a scale of 1 to 10, give me on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad were your toes?
She does not look happy.
Oh,
is it worse than famine, Joe?
Our first
he fucking eats a couple of weeks, I think, anyway.
Our first live domestic.
Do the fucking fast, Joe. Yeah,
honestly, would have taken famine.
Oh.
Wait, before we've had our first ever divorce live on Sideways, I'll continue with Sam's breakfast. In a tin of tuna on top of the beans.
On top of the beans.
Yeah.
On top of the beans,
man. Foul.
For reference, I'll show Joe the photo for the.
See, I don't think it's that. I'd quite like a tin of tuna, but like I've never had it with beans. So if he's got the toast right and butter, I'd probably enjoy it.
I don't think it'd mix with beans, though, would it?
Well, he's getting his protein in, eh?
Have beans on toast, so have a bit of tuna if you want some extra.
If you're rugby, like, oh, I'll
But why though? Just eat beans. Just have beans. I like tuna. Have it in a wrap.
Or jack and potato.
Have a jack and potato. Have a tuna fucking sandwich. But don't have it with beans. You don't need it.
I've not seen it before.
Two separate meals. They don't belong together.
No, I agree.
If you like tuna, happy days. If you like beans on toast, happy days.
All right, try it. See, I'll give you some feedback.
Please don't.
In a year's time.
You have to build yourself up.
I have to build a whole year.
Yeah, you have to build a tolerance to it.
Come back. Come back, right, boys. First port to call, my review of tuna, beans on
fucking
toast.
Fucking hanging.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's right.
No, it is.
I don't care about even trying it. I know it tastes hanging. And it does. And Reese.
Oh, my breath, like, as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
I feel sorry for his missus, Jude.
Who's
missus?
I feel sorry.
If he's had that for breakfast.
I'm gone.
Yeah,
I'm
gone. How's he going?
To be fair, though, he is a boring.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, he probably can't taste anything.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why it just, to him, it's just fucking...
It's all fuel, isn't it? Fuel for the body.
Yeah.
You don't have taste.
It was like a hack, didn't he? Like a
protein hack.
Extra protein on your breakfast? Fuck off, Sam.
Just have some, like...
Just have a protein shake.
Yeah.
And then your mouth doesn't smell like Fanny. First thing in the morning.
Imagine the fucking farts of ours. Oh, my God.
His ass would be stinking.
Like fucking Chernobyl in his house.
Crack a porcelain with that, Jesus.
Guns. Oh well, what's next?
So oh, that was.
Where you been then, boys?
Where you been then?
What have we been doing?
Not much, but season starting. Splinters in my arse now, so it's going well.
Standard.
My world. Standard, yeah.
The Ponty Panda.
Getting some game time now, 20 odd minutes a week, so yeah. Not in the mascot suit just yet, but. Yeah, one TR performance already this year. So, I was on comms though. So you know,
so did I go in Welsh?
Oh no!
Sorry, I thought you were on comms on the telly.
Commentary.
I'm
sure.
Dull. And the Gymraeg. No, I just ran the water on with the old comms on. Didn't do much joy, I don't think, because we getting lost against Bridget.
Fuck, but that was a difficult listen. Do I ever had an earpiece on? It was just
no.
Did he stop talking?
You gotta press the button actually to talk. So I just listened in. I didn't think it was roughly doing a message.
Tell you, mate.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Got the message on. Sorry, guys. Yeah, but otherwise, not much happening really. Standard stuff, like
same old shit. Like.
Same old shit. Yeah. Same old shit. Bags, apologies for not coming out on Saturday. I was down in Swansea.
A social,
yeah, which was in
Snaps.
And it was trains are all fucked in it because they were striking again.
Yeah,
so by the time we got to Ponty's half 11, I was spangled. So would have been Noel.
You can't say that. But I'll have to bleep that out. You can't say.
He was absolutely bamboozled. But what?
I was fucked by fucking 6 o'clock after six halves.
The fastest ever 6 halves I've done. I've seen Reese do.
Did he nail it? Yeah.
I wouldn't say he nailed it, but he did it pretty quick for him.
For him, like,
yeah.
Well done on the 6 hours.
Thanks.
Fucking spit everywhere.
Nah, I've just cheap night today.
Well, you kept it down.
Can we talk about the
mad bicep?
I don't know.
I was howling, but 10 minutes. I was absolutely.
Are you surprised? Like,
no. I don't know how my birthday. Because
yeah. Live, but that's on an Insta, that is.
Two pubs in.
Your halves.
No.
This latest one.
The latest one on my birthday just gone.
Another one.
I got away with it this year.
I done strength of my ribs playing against Newport.
Yeah.
And I just literally couldn't think of anything worse than spewing because I could hardly cough or laugh. So I thought if I spew,
I could be hardy like.
A rib's coming up.
Yeah. So I sneezed, I still like playing up a bit. I sneezed the other day, honestly, I thought I'd been shot. I thought I'd sneezed for income.
50 cal straight to the midriff, like. It's going well for it, isn't it? Every season. Starting every game, going well, boy, fair play.
Started all the games so far, so happy days. Land every on the box on Thursday, so hopefully I'll be involved.
Yeah, tune in.
What channel, bud? What time?
S-Pedro,
this is not going to be out before then.
And the Gymraeg. That's probably not, is it?
It's been getting, like, because it's obviously like 4 days turn on. I don't know whether they make a few changes, but, you know. My time will come to be on the telly, I'd imagine.
Yeah. It's not always cracked up to be that, don't worry.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I think it adds just an extra bit of pressure. Like, you're going fucking getting, like, you have a minute. And you remember when, I think when you first saw your party, the Prem games used to be on a Friday night. It's a bit crap, isn't it? Because, like, a Thursday night, like, some of the boys, like, won't be able to watch it because obviously they were training.
Yeah, it used to be Friday night. Was,
we're recording.
Well, recently,
obviously, Nicky won't record it to watch. I know that. Yeah. But no, actually, well, Nicky, you wouldn't be training at the moment, would you? Because,
I won't be training now.
Well, I think I've torn my ACL.
Oh, hell.
Size 7, nobody, basically.
It was catching one of my training. White balls as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
He's probably thrown into fucking
hell of a leaving present from Boggs.
I did text Reese that night. He said, if only you'd give me one of your normal passes along the floor.
Yeah,
I would have been sound.
Or in the touch, like.
So, yeah, I got a scan Saturday, but they all think it's fucked. So, done probably out for a year, yeah.
Fuck.
And I haven't got many years left in me, to be fair, so.
Canal.
Another year with Gareth Hook as captain, then. Surely they won't put you on the board this year, then, Nick.
I like captain the first game, didn't I? So I'll get a slash.
Slasher.
He's got a slash. Slash him a gherkin.
So do you have a game this weekend? Yeah.
I didn't play, no.
Cub.
But I got a bad knee as well. From
fucking hell.
Let's do this. An absolute virgin. Didn't have like a bad knee.
And that.
Just travelling Friday.
And I am going away on Friday, so it would have been a bit dull whenever I got it.
Well.
One last hurrah.
One last hurrah, I know.
And I was gutted.
It would have been dull.
The
boys were on fire in his absence, though. So
tells all you know.
By the way, I got plenty of stick on this podcast as captain for missing games throughout the season for Stag Doos. The coach has missed 3 games in a row to start the season.
Joe, talk us through that. What are the excuses as well?
It's a wedding.
Wedding, yeah.
Poor.
Holiday.
No excuse. Who booked the holiday? Exactly.
Foo Fighters as well.
And then went to see Foo Fighters.
The fists clenched. Fuck.
Come and have a word here now,
right? Come and speak into the mic, Beth.
Foo Fighters gig was well worth missing for rugby, wasn't it?
Missing for rugby?
Is what?
Missing for good England there, like.
Rugby didn't even come into it.
No.
Yeah, well, that's the commitment we're not looking for from a coach, to be honest. Maybe I'll have to step in and be the new coach, you know, a bit of commitment.
Oh, you could do it, actually, couldn't you?
Not for me.
No.
So, actually, I only missed 2 games.
You were lucky the Queen died.
The Queen is dead, long live the King.
It was Monday.
I'm still wearing black in mourning of our monarch.
Let's move swiftly on from this topic, boys, before we get cancelled.
What a birthday.
He hasn't smiled for 3 weeks.
Boys, just move that on. So Nicky's fucked.
I'm fucked.
I didn't play. You're fat.
So Courtney's doing the best of all of us.
Yeah, Courtney's
just tearing up, really.
Tearing. Carvery, the Carvery's back. It's back yourself.
Talk us through the holding the pads for
the TRs.
So doing post runs in the
No, he didn't do post runs. Then five back, 22 back, 8 on the head.
You should bring that in for Ponoclean for the set.
Every 15 seconds, which was hanging.
That's minging, that is.
Yeah, that was minging. Yeah.
Short and sharp.
Is it if you're a sub?
In front of all the fans as well, though. And you're like,
do you have to do that if you're a sub and you only get 20 minutes, or is it just if you're traveling
reserve?
Just if you're TR. Right, okay, fair enough then. Still demeaning, isn't it?
I used to hate you when. To be fair, you don't do it.
What are you doing if it's
5 back, 22 back every 15 seconds. 8. It's not too bad.
I remember when I played for Magenta last year, we did like fucking 500 metre sprints.
I don't know where you're getting out of that.
And it was like after,
you're
like,
not, are you?
After playing like
breathless, that's what you're getting.
After playing 4 minutes, it was like, who take the piss?
Leave. Yeah, if you have under 10, I think they try and do it. But
thanks, Han.
We did so much conditioning in the summer that, not required, thankfully. But yeah, just do the warm up and then.
That is just
it. Shower. That's just it. See, so.
Well, the next topic is about grub as well.
Oh,
again,
shock.
Something that's close, very dear to your heart.
Oh. It's been
what is going on in VPS? What the fuck's happening?
A roller coaster of a couple of months.
We'd all like to know that.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the answer for you, but all I know is that it was scheduled to be
open on our birthday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit louder, bud?
Sorry.
It was scheduled to reopen on my birthday. Oh. So my birthday fell on a Thursday.
Our birthday.
Our birthday. Mine and Nicholas's. My 30th. So
yeah, you're more important this year.
So you could have had, by the way. You could have had birthday. A VPS opening and the Queen dying all in one day.
Well, I nearly did have that, but
Couldn't have the hat trick, like.
Couldn't have the hat trick. I was happy with Bruce.
I think that would have finished it off, to be honest.
Just ejaculated everywhere, like.
Just, so I obviously, with it being a Thursday night, I had training. So I had planned to get Hannah to order a little thing for us and pick a kebab up on my way through back from training. Yeah. I mean, really sealed off.
A phenomenal day.
That was my plan as well, to have a VPS after training, and yeah, they let us down, didn't they?
Well, but the thing is, it's not even like, all right, he said he was back on the Thursday. I thought, well, it says Thursday 8th. Is that when he's back? Are they going to just wait? We may as well open on the Friday, I thought. So I sort of accepted, I thought, I don't know, I'll just have one on a Friday or maybe on the weekend at some point.
Yeah.
How many days ago was this?
We're now into our 25th day without doing
There is an update, mind.
Yes.
The sign is saying they are reopening on September the 8th has come off the shutter in. So someone's been there and the shutter was halfway, but no lights on earlier. I think by the weekend we
didn't
might...
We have a didn't the mole give us this information?
The mole was the mole. Maxwell Allars, a pod favourite.
He's a top. He's probably my favourite guest that's been on the
trust
pod.
Trust him to be in the know, like, as well.
Oh, by the way, the wedding... the wedding pod was fucking phenomenal. I was listening on my honeymoon. Oh, I fucking cracked.
We had the uncut bit as well.
Fantastic. To be fair, you put most of it in, I would say. I was quite surprised when you said, I'll have to cut a lot of this. I listened to it. I was like, oh, fuck, you haven't got the worst bit that I said anyway.
Yeah, but I just left a few bits of the imagination, a few beeps.
The worst part that came out of this whole Valley Square debacle.
Cody wants to refocus on what's important.
I had to have a kebab from Big Sam's.
Oh, what was that like?
Give us a review.
After 12 pints, it was all right.
That's got to be the start of it before you have a Big Sam's kebab.
I tell you what else I noticed as well. You had a little picnic in bed, didn't you, Ad? How did that go?
Crummy.
What a change, man. Yeah, like,
any crumbs out your ass crack? Or?
Oh, well, we've done it.
Would you have more crumbs in your ass crack Sunday or more of those black things after training down the 4G up your ass?
They get everywhere, they do.
Not really a massive fan of eating in bed.
No, his voice has gone down. Yeah. This is in the corner.
Yeah,
we've got two fans here today. We've got Cody's missus and Joe's missus.
It was a choice of food we had. We had like bread. So that's like, I don't mind having a few snacks, like, but
yeah, but it,
bread's a bit chaotic.
Just because they're in the middle of the night, then you just feel the crumbs on your skin.
Nothing worse than bits in the bed.
Yeah.
Hanging.
Can't cope with that. Get in the dining room or the lounge, man.
Exactly.
Yes.
I know this would be very coy, Adam, so let's move on swiftly from that.
Moving swiftly on. So VPS may be open soon.
Hopefully.
What's your first order going to be? UPD?
It's got the ultimate protein.
I'd probably go 8 wings and a kebab wrap.
What's kebab wrap like? Any good? I've not had the kebab wrap. I've only had the UPD.
Mixed doner kebab wrap. And then I have a bit of salad. Obviously optional.
Of course.
Got to look at healthy, innit? Playing Premiership rugby now, we've got to have a salad.
Nutrition. In a kebab, I think a salad actually is all right.
It's a nice, like, cleanse.
I only have lettuce, onion and cucumber.
Yeah.
Sweet chilli and garlic sauce.
That's a good combo, eh?
Because the chilli sauce from there is fucking volcanic.
Spicy, is it?
Oh, it's fucking boiling.
Might give it a go.
But it's like... I like you're into spicy food, you know, like I go like hot Nando's, whatever, like I like a fucking...
You are
I like a John Frazee Indian or Madras or something. But this is like so hot, you literally can't taste anything else.
Yeah.
So it overpowers everything else.
Yeah.
The garlic there brings it down a little bit.
The sweet chilli is nice for me.
I have garlic sauce and then mint sauce.
Whoa.
Controversial.
Or like proper, like
Sunday dinner. No, it's not like Sunday dinner mint sauce, it's like... It's like a yoghurty sort of mint sauce.
It's a greeny mint sauce.
Yeah, it's green, it's lush.
Like, yeah.
But then we ordered the same in Cardiff once, and it came with actual mint sauce on it. From a Sunday dinner.
There's a girl who works in my office, she's American. She calls kebabs.
Howdy.
Kebabs.
Kebab.
Yeehaw.
She has mint yogurt.
Or a kebab.
Honestly, we fucking Poison work, that's pretty fuck.
You've been on a few excursions to Germany, haven't you, bud?
I have.
How are the boys over there?
They're all right, actually, yeah. I did they're a couple of weekends of in the summer. They are, in fairness. We had a sevens tournament, and there was three teams there, so we just played two teams for fucking four times. Like, so that was great. And then
back in the 10 jersey, or...?
Well, sevens. No, I was playing front row. Like, and then in the tens, I was playing front row as well. But tens, one in St. Gallen. It was a bit more structured though, and there was about 12 teams. To be fair, I'd run out for a couple of other teams who were short as well. So
I reckon we'll have to arrange a tour over there.
That would be a good
little shout, because it's not going to be too expensive out of Germany, is it?
Just get over there, and then if you do the tournament, you'll camp there. There's a massive piss.
A little
tennis
side tournament would be good, wouldn't it? It doesn't mean everyone's going to play in, does it?
Yeah. Well, I was drinking the whole way through. It was fantastic. It was a great little thing. I think they call them kebabs.
We actually asked you to do a pod over there, but I think you were just too blotto.
Too blotto. I wasn't.
It was like Nicky Stagg all over
not
again.
Not quite Nicky Stagg level. Last got some beat in.
Got some beat in.
I don't think I'd ever. I can't do it. Yeah, no, I don't think I'll ever reach that level again. I had that circle in the calendar for a while, and I was going flat out. You know, my 20% rule, I think I was about 70% that weekend. So, dropped it down a little, but yeah, I was enjoying myself a bit too much to do anything serious and plan anything.
Will you be back next year for Smeagol Stag?
I don't. When's the start? Is that July?
End of June, isn't it? Start
of July, I think.
Yeah,
potentially.
Or end of June.
Yeah, it crosses over between the two.
That could be the next pod then. We'll get Michael Tubac back.
We'll be back by then. Yeah. Reserving purely for Stag Dudes.
It crosses over July and June.
Yeah, I think it's that weekend.
It crosses over the 2 weeks.
Your first payment this month, won't it? Potentially. So we're in.
Well, you boys can do it anyway. Yeah. 6 months of training, you might be...
Well, all you did with last time was on the phone anyway.
Yeah,
right?
Just through voicemails.
Yeah, but I think you were the only one sober enough to be able to fucking press record on your phone from the sounds of things, anyway.
You had the rash of death, didn't you? So, you couldn't drink too much of that.
Yeah, you were stressing out.
Yeah.
Fucking rash, like.
Cordy, I was just quiz looking, but are we ready to roll now, or...?
I've got one more question, right?
So we've got a quiz, have we?
Yeah, I've got a quiz, yeah.
Hannah, a very limited rugby knowledge.
The wags are on. Should we get Beth and Hannah on?
Yeah.
And she can wait till after the quiz. Then she can shoot off.
What's for a 1v1 quiz off with them?
Like mastermind.
Who's the best wag?
Who loves quiz the most?
Who loves rugby and quizzing the most?
Put a little RMS question in the end.
Do you see, on another note, do you see that guy at the front of the London Marathon? Just beat all the fucking sprinted at the start to get in front of all the pro athletes. So he just went for it. So the first 500 metres, he was winning the race. Like. Just fucking pegged it. Like, and he's like, I've led the London Marathon.
That is absolutely
And he probably walked the rest.
It is a good photo, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet he was... He must have been a good run of mine to be in with the pros at the start.
It's something mental. Like someone said, the marathon's pace he ran. It's like put the treadmill 20 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, I seen that.
And then try and run that for 2 hours.
I wouldn't
fucking get to 20. I'd be top speed.
I seen that on TikTok. Someone, Kipchoge, who's got the world record. Someone tried...
How long they can last.
They put it on a treadmill and he got to 55 seconds or something. Like
at that pace?
At that pace. And that guy's doing it for 2 hours.
2 hours?
3-4 minutes?
It's just not inhumane. It's not. It can't be right. Would you like to repeat that, Adam?
I didn't say
someone's getting lucky tonight.
Would you like to step forward for the quiz?
Come on down.
Shall
ladies?
I move out of the way?
Should we get on the mic? You have to come on the mic.
Talk on the mic, let's be clear on that one, please. Yeah. Oh yeah. I'll just.
You in on this, Sue?
Yeah. It's a wag off. About rugby as well. What's your rugby knowledge like, Joe?
That's pretty good. What was that?
It's the GTA.
It's
the
GTA.
No.
I was just about to. Look.
Right. So, we've got the wags. We've got the wags on. We've got Hannah.
It's been a full.
So, could you introduce yourself to us? Name, nickname, and Tesco meal deal.
My name's Hannah. I don't really have a nickname apart from Fat Boy, but that's because you're a fat boy and I'm a fat boy.
Cordy calls you Daddy, doesn't he?
Yeah, Daddy.
Oh.
Tesco meal deal is like a chicken wrap or like pasta. I don't like sandwiches that have been in the fridge in Tesco because they're wet.
No, I agree with that. I like to leave my sandwich good room temperature.
Yeah, yeah. Especially if people have like left the fridge doors open. Oh, sorry, was I not? Was I not in the mic enough? During the other day on Twitch, I ate pickles on stream and people gave me money.
Oh, is that even for miserable?
That's why I keep going through the pickles in the fridge. So Tesco meal deal, a wrap or pasta, steak McCoy's, or if you can't bother to chew, Quavers. And then I always go for like the half litre cans of sugar free Red Bull, but they don't do them in the village.
Do you like Monster or not?
No. We're not doing this. I'm a Red Bull girl.
And they've taken the chicken club out of little Tesco's in Pollockin.
Absolute travesty.
Did you just use the word tucken?
Tucken?
Yeah.
Tucken. Tucken a kebab. So, Beth, would you like to introduce yourself to the pod? Name, nickname, and Tesco meal deal.
Beth. Pot Wash's wife.
Is that your nickname? Ooh.
Don't like that.
The wife
don't
of
like
Pot
it.
Wash.
Don't like it at all. But yeah, that's what happened. Tesco meal deal.
Have you not got a nickname?
No.
No, never.
Stampy.
What did
you call him?
That's not very nice, is it, then?
At the end of the day, it took him about 9 steps to get from that chair to that mic then, and it's only half a metre.
What a knob.
Sorry. Explain.
Tesco meal deal.
Explain yourself.
Anyway. Nah.
I refuse.
Let's address that bit.
Sorry. Oh, come on.
Beth, you a sandwich
Does
girl?
Joe have any nicknames for you? That he calls you.
Pasta girl?
Anything cute.
Have you tried to go for
this? Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh, crumbs.
That was really mean.
Oh, that's horrible, that, actually. Oh, sorry.
Says again, Joe.
Okay. He's telling Joe.
Let's go through that again.
This domestic is getting more and more close.
Oh, you got a meal deal, Beth?
It's loads of editing.
Oh, look at Cody trying to bring it back.
Oh, yeah. I work in the morning.
Forget the last 35
seconds. This could take a while.
Beth,
what's your meal deal?
So, quite like a wrap.
Wrap?
What are you saying?
What's in the wrap?
Chicken?
Quite the hoisin.
Oh, hoisin. Hoisin duck.
That's a great wrap.
Oh, yeah, hoisin duck and... Yeah.
Very oriental.
Oh, obviously, the disco, Slovenia.
Oh, great show.
I like the flavour.
Yeah.
That came out of nowhere.
That's cool.
They are.
Like the
that's a grab bag.
Powerful.
Grab bag. Oh, my God.
So you've got hoisin duck wrap, disco, and what's the drink?
Also, beverage now.
No. Yeah.
Alcoholic?
No. It's usually, oh, it's going to sound bad, but like the cocoa, the coconut
water thing.
Vita Coco. Wow.
Sorry.
Strong good value for money there, aren't they? Because they're like, well, £2 in it
exactly.
If you don't have money.
So I'm like, you know, if I'm paying for it,
what does
I
it
have?
Taste like?
Lush.
Because I, you know, in Bali, like, in the honeymoon.
Oh,
like,
in Bali.
On the honeymoon, like a welcome drink was always coconut water. And it tastes like, it tastes like fucking jizz.
Coconut water!
Kayla told me. I promise. It smelled in it like it too.
Was it in a coconut though?
It was in a coconut, yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
It wasn't very nice.
Anything in the coconut is better.
Was it a fairy coconut or a naked coconut?
No.
It was naked.
Regardless,
yeah.
Tastes like spunk.
Yeah, it still tastes like spunk.
Out, good night, ta-da.
So, we're doing a quiz for Hannah, because...
Gotta go.
They're both trying.
Yeah, she knows these questions. If she, I know she get them all right.
So comfortable.
Premium Errol was not happy.
What the fuck's going on up there?
Oh, he's happy.
Skittles, I reckon.
Somebody else on
dick leather.
So we'll start off with this first one, Han.
Okay. Start with the first one.
Yeah. I've only had fucking one pint.
I think I need to highlight that I generally know nothing about rugby. Like,
You've literally watched, since you've been here, like, watched every Saturday bar a couple that I've played, watched a few games, even when we lost to St. Albans last year, stood there in a pissing down rain, come off the pitch, cut my eye, covered in mud. Did you lose? Yeah. That's like literally like
I level. I thought he was going to uppercut me, to be honest.
So I've got a few basic rugby questions. I know.
Okay.
What number does a scrum half wear?
Is that a position?
Yes. This is the level.
Oh, shit.
Right, you're a prop, you're a three. And then the guy on the other side is like an eight, maybe. So like a five.
It's a nine. It's a nine. Oh,
okay.
That's the position that Nikki plays.
Beth was holding up nine fingers.
This is the competition year. This is like an expert and then somebody that's never.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't describe Beth as an expert, but maybe a pro.
He's like asking me for a divorce, isn't he?
Our first ever divorce live on the podcast.
I mean.
How many points for a conversion?
Right, so I thought, I was adamant after watching you play Cardiff when I was playing this game.
I thought
that one of them things, a try, was four.
Penalty or conversion?
And then 1970,
a try was a four, and then you could convert it by kicking the ball over there.
But
three.
Yeah, thank you.
So four... Five, six, seven.
So how many is it for conversion?
Three.
No. Two.
For a penalty.
Five for a try. Two.
I'm telling you now, whoever was doing the scoreboard in that card game was just
We watching rugby league.
Every time you guys kept getting kicks over the thing for 3 points.
Those penalties.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's a difference between a conversion and a penalty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
What is the name of my position?
Well, every game we go prop in.
Doggy.
Reese, if we're going to go down that road.
Dominated.
Crumbs. What's his favourite position? Didn't even know that was a position.
Oh, Christ. This is a bad idea.
Sorry, all the kids listening.
No, you're a prop.
Just tell me a thing.
Dominated.
Yeah, I'm a prop, but what? It's a something prop. You know it. You said it.
Right, lefty loosey, righty tighty. You play on the.
Right.
It's right though. What you said.
So you're like a righty tight head,
tight head, screw head.
Tight head,
screw head.
Yeah, screw head.
How many players are in the forwards?
Is it just forwards and backs? Yeah. The middles?
No.
Joe, I think there's like 18 players in there altogether. I don't know. I'm gonna go for like an average nine.
Not far off eight.
Okay.
There's 15 players on the field.
I can't ask the last question. It's literally pointless.
Come on. I might surprise you.
What's the difference between a ruck and a maul?
I think.
This is Reese's question, by the way.
I think a ruck is when you're like grabbing at the ball.
Yeah.
And the maul is when fuck knows. I never heard of that.
What is
a maul?
You know when they all like pile in and try to push each other back?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
It's a bit like a scrum.
Yeah, is that just like and then like?
Well, Dave's going off
really
the weekend.
Yeah,
in there.
I was gonna say, really Big Dave warm. Kept like running round and rejoining and like pushing it that way, and then all of a sudden he'd pop out again and then like rejoin again.
You can rejoin them all, yeah.
And I was just like, where are you coming from? Where are you going?
His mother.
Where'd you come from? Where'd you go?
Do I get any points?
We'll give you tight head, screw head.
We'll give you the
one point.
Yeah, because every week. weekend we go probing?
Yeah.
Do. Saturday's
in the probing.
Two chicken scratches, then, is it?
No, we're not
so
into
that concludes three squids.
Get off the mic, Bill.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Anything you want to say before you shoot off?
Well, it's been a whole year since you guys started rinsing me on this podcast.
Oh, we never rinsed you.
This has been a whole year, really.
Well, it started off with Ollie James Gwynn, Courtney's texting a girl, and then it ended up with like, Courtney, you'd you meet a girl that can drink you under the tea well? Something like that, I don't know.
What was it?
Yeah, but at the moment we're on 15 for 15 pints, and then I have to go because I start getting nasty, so. Thank you.
Ta-ra.
That was a bit of
pleasure. Anything you want to say before you depart?
It's been emotional.
What do you think of Joe?
It's also been emotional.
We don't want to talk about that.
Oh, crumbs.
We'll talk about that when we get home, is it? Right. That's sort of like...
Oh, that's the worst
yeah.
response.
Oh, yeah.
So I viewed, anyway.
I'd like to add that I have fun in my relationship.
Okay. I can't bring it back now, son. It's too late.
Right. My relationship is loads of fun. I love my wife.
Should we move on to the Instagram?
No, let's
versus...
call it half time, should we?
No. No star.
Right, on that bombshell, it's half time. Rock off.
Come on, Beth. It's one of the
greatest of the year. Do you know the guy who's the scouser on the bus with a dog?
No.
The dog on the bus, right? He's fucking terrified. Next one he fucking screams, I'll set the dog on.
Oh, yeah, I've seen him on the double deck, ain't I?
Right, well, back to the second half of...
It was an eventful end, that was the first half. It was a wee domestic, but yeah, Hannah got 1 point, so well done on the quiz.
Well,
to say, lovely Crocs, very, very colourful.
The Croc and jogger combo, actually, on fire.
Rainbow joggers.
That's a bit of me, yeah, it's genuine, that's a bit of me. I know. I've actually got that back just in time. Thanks. Thanks for looking after it so well.
So we're going to go on to the...
Quickly, Cordy, after that, Marco.
No, as we walk, as we mentioned in the half-time break, we actually asked, what have you up to, any news sort of thing, and we failed to mention that Nicky is going to become a father, so...
Congratulations,
Nick.
Cheers, all.
Great
dragon.
Great swimmers.
Good spunking. Well done.
Did you consummate the marriage? Is that
it was that the evening it happened?
I didn't do it the night of, no. Well, were you there?
Yeah, I wasn't there.
I know you were there. I hope you're in there. But she was passed out on the sofa, so I was like, yeah. I kept like poking the bear, see if she wake up, see if there's any life in her. But
that's what they call it these days.
So I counted my losses, went to sleep.
Woof, woof.
Woof.
Oh, this pod's been a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, it's got.
Yeah, I better not talk about that one. I tried, but she also wasn't having any of that either.
Yeah, but there we are. That's just it.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Well,
anyway.
God, you must have done it at some point. I was doing my hair.
Yeah.
Congrats. When is the baby seeker due?
February the 26th.
Nice.
So,
great date.
4 months.
Same day as Tom Green, actually, that.
Is it?
Oh,
no, it's not. Day after Tom Green,
same day as Scott Bartley's birthday.
Tom Green's
the
25th.
Could it fall that your baby could be born on a leap year?
No, it's not this year, no.
Oh, no.
It would have been the 29th. It's leap year.
2024 will be the next one.
Yeah. Ah, right. That would have been, like, quite cool.
How lucky.
Well,
I just don't know anyone that's I've never met anyone that's been born on a February 29th.
The reception, yeah. No, it wasn't Mrs. Cole, it was Mrs. Roberts.
This is Roberts.
The receptionist, so now wherever she was, secretary.
Wow. So she was like 10 years old, but working on reception. Yeah. Like,
we were 11.
She was actually 106.
I don't think that's quite.
Wouldn't you be class?
We'll cut that.
There's no fucking. All right, move on quickly from that one.
We're going on to the questions?
Yeah.
Is that all the questions we've got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got many questions, a lot of my shout-outs.
But we did ask the listeners for the best bits. We'll go over a few of our own as well. But
yeah.
I think we've got the listeners. Well,
I wasn't
first,
pre-warned
then.
About coming up with any of my own. So.
Just think off the top of your head, but that's what we do most of the time.
So we've got a first one from Reese Williams-Way, probably one of my biggest fans.
The ultimate fan of the pod, yeah.
Him and Ali D.
Should we decide right now who is the ultimate fan?
Just on Ali D, he actually tucked me up the booty. So Ponty put out a thing where we're playing 50 times from on Facebook. Yeah. And Ali D said, "Oh, I thought you were just holding tackle pads this season."
Oh.
On the Facebook card, I was like, "Oh, thank you, Alex. That's lovely of you." But Raibo commented, "Is that all?" So I was like, "Cheers, right."
Well,
but yeah, Ali, yeah, I just
plenty of support from the boys.
Yeah, plenty. Yeah, if you don't take a piss in there, but yeah, thanks, Ali, for that. If you're listening, I didn't just didn't decide to respond.
Oh, no, sorry, Archie. Our first question, I missed that.
Ooh.
From just slightly offside.
Oh, that's Stefan Galli. Yes. My German mate.
Put in his mucker.
Yeah.
He said, "Thank you guys. I really enjoyed the pod. Great entertainment. Like a chat with the mates."
Oh.
That's sweet.
That's a good comment. That's a comment. Great comment.
Yeah. Thank you, Stevie.
I hope that's what we try to get across.
Well, this evening, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, crumbs. We didn't mention any rugby.
No.
Apart from the questions in the quiz, that was about it, I think.
We got Reece Williams way, like we mentioned. Glad to see the back of him. I'm assuming he's done with you.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Have a shit time.
Thank you, Reece. Thank you, Psycho.
Well, he's obviously distraught that he's going to have to wait another year now, isn't he, for potential... Well, if you're back by January...
I'll tell you something, he's not my favourite pod fan after that comment.
Yeah. He's mine after his next.
A double header.
Going to miss it, boys, especially Courtney's one-liners and food recommendations. Thanks, Reece.
Oh, you're right, you are psych. You are that.
Psycho.
What are questions for Reece here?
Oh, fuck.
Another one from Adam Lewis.
Oh, no. Might be cutting this one, I think, but bring it on.
Why is Reece ditching my cousin and moving to Australia? Very harsh, in my opinion. #scum.
No comment.
You already booked the flights before I do? Is that what happened?
Yeah,
no.
Already booked.
Didn't fancy changing your mind?
Nope.
Oh. Very blunt.
James Blunt. We'll leave that one there. What's next?
Studley underscore barber underscore 10, aka Studley the Barber. Responded to your question sticker. Good luck, Moggs boy.
Cheers, bud.
Fuck a kangaroo and become a miner.
Sure, he hasn't got it mixed up.
That's a good one, Nick. Well,
well played, Nicky. Well,
and he's also left another comment saying, "Listen to Reece, Scott, and Kel's pod yesterday whilst driving to Cardigan. Superb."
That was a good episode, to be fair, wasn't it? Well, not because of me, because of Scott and Kel, to be fair.
Oh, Scott taking the news, actually. He's probably fucking chuffed,
isn't
he?
He's probably happy as Larry, I'd imagine. Yeah.
Anyway, question from Di Clark, 914, a.k.a. David Clark.
Must be listening to that podcast, isn't
he? He's the 914th David Clark on Instagram.
Did he go through every number to work at 914?
I'm assuming this is directed at you, Reece. Why is he so shit at COD? Call of Duty, for listeners who don't play PlayStation. It's Di Clark.
You've just said it.
He's pretty good. Reece is pretty good to me. But that's my standard playing. Like, when I play with Reece, he's good. But probably when you play with like other people, he might be shit.
I'm not as good as the 914th David Clark. No.
Who is?
Not many people I know, to be fair. He's very good. I'm a better golfer than him, though. And I've got a better haircut than that's fucking saying something as well.
That is actually.
A question from Yai.
Yai. I just found workout out now.
A.K.A. Yayan.
Yeah,
Yayan Davis.
Take Liz Truss with you.
No, thank you.
No, I'd leave her here as well.
I will not to be taking Liz with me. Good one, though. Good one, Yayan.
Sam Dye.
Oh.
Sam Davis, 157.
This is probably sent from Skimpy's. Like.
Yeah, he's got a Carlin in hand in Skimpy's type.
Yeah, he's just chewing on his Hunter's chicken. Christmas quiz in the first E was a belter.
That was
a good
end. Best night of my entire life. That was.
Absolutely spangled off the Club Tropica fucking schooners in it.
Can you remember us all just stood there at the end of the night fucking crying?
Blotto, emotional. I ended up back at Sammy Dye playing fucking darts. Like.
Oh, that was generally one of the best nights I've ever had. Eh?
Oh, that was super.
We had the whole Thursday fucking rocking.
I think it's because it was our first live event as well, wasn't it? So yeah. It was like, well, we're
really nervous about it. Then it was like, I think because it was in the Thursday as well, and we had, it was like quite a small venue, it sort of went really well, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it did. I enjoyed that.
Oh, just the sing along at the end was just fucking sensational.
It was good. Belt there.
And then we went
from, sorry about all the damage, Chris, if you're listening. He's not listening.
No. Fuck him. Took enough money over the bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking right. We actually did sort us out, in fairness.
No,
he
sorted us
out. But yeah.
We've got a question from _HDeeves.
Oh, Mr. Deeves.
Deevesy.
Played against him Saturday. He played very well. Two tries.
Did he sat you down and he played?
No, he didn't. No. If anything, me and the other prop hit him hard. And he was honest about it. But I made him delete the other comment because there was a Santos and player involved. Like, so.
Shout out to Sauce for being a sauce.
Huh? Oh, because you're going with Sauce, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, me and Sauce. So Sauce has been on...
So no shout out for Reese from Deeves,
just Sauce.
Who's not on this pod.
Thanks for Harry.
Thank you, Harry. Yeah, thank you very much. I'll miss you too. But no, Sauce came on the Ticky Ticky pod and he did a great rendition of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
That was fantastic.
That's unreal. It's like, how was he so...
He's the best talent I've ever seen.
Do you know the best part of it as well? He was singing into a sausage. That was his microphone.
Just would never get bored of that. He can do that as many times as he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't ever get bored.
No.
How he knows all those words is just fucking...
And after probably, 12 bottles of Corona or whatever he was probably drinking.
Yeah, he'd had a few.
No, he's on the Carlsberg Export.
Fucking hell.
Strong, huh?
What's wrong with, Sam? He's a Carlin. He was Carlsberg.
Carlsberg Export's not bad.
He drinks Desperados, actually. He's fucking mental.
He's on the Despies.
He still remembered that.
Yeah. Good God.
Well done.
Serious talent.
So, obviously, we just mentioned about the First the Elephant was one of our best moments as the pod. Any other ones that stand out for the boys?
For me as well, I think Bingo Ruckingo was absolutely unreal.
It was good.
Because we didn't sell many in the build-up.
No.
And we'd had loads of people come and say, oh yeah, I'm coming to Bingo Ruckingo, all this fucking... Yeah, and no one committed to buying wristbands. I think we turned up to the club, didn't we, a couple of hours before, and it was probably 30 people here, and we were like, yeah, we'll probably have 30 or 40.
Because he sorted us out then.
But I can't
fucking loads of leggings.
I remember we were sorting stuff out downstairs, and I come up.
You come to get a round in, didn't you?
Yeah, I come up to get a round in, and I went, come back downstairs, I went, boys, it's fucking rammed up there. I'm assuming they're all coming to us, because they were all, everyone was dressed, festival. Yeah, I was like, oh, it's going to be actually right. We ended up having about 100 people, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was fucking class,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, it was a really good night. And
ran pretty smoothly as well, wasn't it? Yeah. So you're on the music, I mean, caught you on the numbers, had the randomizer on there.
It's actually quite good. We were sort of a bit we didn't do any practicing really, did we? We just
sort of planned that for fucking months.
We just had the date in the diary. We're going to make it happen.
And it did go well.
It did.
I think we're ever going to do one again, we'd have... table service. Because it's a bit hard to control between the rounds.
Yeah, we could get like they do a presentation, the youth or the 16, just men say, oh, look, give you a cut of the money and you can put it towards tour instead if you just do the table service.
Because that's what was sort of the issue when we were trying to in the later rounds, when we were trying to get
everyone steaming.
Everyone just oh, fuck. I think sort of set time when we try. And it's like, I think at the end round, we knocked the fucking end round back about 20 minutes. Yeah. And then it was go on, another 10 minutes, and then in the end, we just had to get going.
I remember at one point, because a couple of people were buying us drinks as well, we had I was quad parked at one point.
Four pints of
Guinness on the table. I was like, fucking hell, let's
get
going.
Yeah, then me and you were going to London the day after, weren't we?
We were, to S's,
We were about fucking 3 hours late.
Oh, yeah. And whose fault do you think that fucking was?
I had training the next one.
We went for breakfast, didn't
we? Yeah, we did. Taffy's fucking fuming.
Hannah straight down the pint for 20 quid as well.
She did. That was a top moment, to be fair.
That was a great moment.
Yeah. We've had some good ones, fair.
I felt it. I was the one who sort of coerced you into it. Well, not really. You just come up to me and said, give me 20 quid and I'll bolt the pint in front of Courtney. And I was like, I'll get 20 quid for you. Joe Williams plucked up the money bags.
Oh, Joe dancing as well, grinding, doing the worm.
Oh, that was the best.
That was brilliant.
It was so
the blue.
We literally didn't really plan that at all, and it was just sort of
Joe came up and had a word with me, right? So we had songs for each of us. So Joe was number 10 when he what song do you have? I'm blue, because right, so most of the listeners will have seen the photo of Joe in the blue kit, which is leaves very little to the imagination.
Yeah, it's a title number, yeah.
But he came up to me and we'd had the blue song had come on a few times, and he said before the third round, he had a little quiet word with me. He said, "Moggs, make sure number 10 comes out this round," and he just opened his shirt. And he had the blue jersey on like fucking Superman, and he ripped it off, and unreal, fair play.
It was really good.
Superb. No, I'm trying to think, the moment, like, we've been doing it for like 4 years. Yeah. You think about it, first one in Barty's house, wasn't it? And then
the Six Nations specials.
Oh, the quiz we did up here was good as well.
When we all did the food.
And the food.
My fucking horrific Irish stew, like, which was...
I done that in my house, didn't we?
Yeah, we did go, yeah.
Was it what happened? We couldn't come in here.
I don't think the thirsty.
Oh, the thirsty wasn't. Couldn't get the key or something. Yeah, I remember doing that. Oh, over the mussels, yeah. With the Belgian, not French.
Moulfrit
is not actually French, it's Belgian.
Scandalous.
The stag one was funny as well, to be fair. But it was funny because we were on a stag, but the fact we recorded it, I was like, fucking hell, I'm an absolute mukden.
I remember recording them at the time, but I didn't realise how many they were until I got back. Mm. I was just playing them back, and I was fucking...
The one we done, you know, when we went the second day, we come back... We've been drinking like down the old town, and we come back to the round with the pool.
And we were
just doing it then. And I was just like,
that's when the fucking 5-0 turned up when I had to be quiet, and I was fucking hell.
I don't think I was in that whole podcast, was I?
We planned
I
was too fucked, didn't we? Yeah. And it just never happened.
Never happened. But, to be fair, it was good having the clubs on as well. The different clubs we had, meeting different people like from.
And it's done fucking wonders. Like, you know, we haven't done a pod now for 3 months, 2-3 months. And we're still getting, we're getting 100+ downloads a week.
We still?
Yeah. And we haven't produced any fucking content.
Any content.
I think some people are just still listening to ones from back. Because obviously, we don't really talk about rugby. So it's not very topical. Like, sometimes when you miss, like...
It's
like the tail end, isn't it? You can go back from the start.
Like, we do the rugby pods. I listen to that. And like, if you miss 1 week, there's no point listening to it because it sort of reviews
of the games that happen.
I sometimes do and skip through if they're interviewing someone.
Yeah.
But
you can pick up and listen anytime.
We'll mention Paul O'Green's result. We talk about something, and then it's just literally just talk about food and going on the piss.
Yeah.
And for some reason, people are into it. So. Yeah.
That's what everyone else is up to, really, isn't it?
Thank you all for listening.
Yes, yeah. So again, we leave it open-ended, like it's sabbatical.
Oh, we'll definitely be back.
Yeah.
But maybe with better equipment than...
We could even do, like we did in lockdown, perhaps one of teams or something.
We could.
Have a catch-up, see what he's been up to.
I guess
Sammy died live.
Yeah.
Skippies with the Hunters, Chicken and the Carlin.
Obviously, just probably to see us off, you had a little message off a friend of the pod...
KJD,
Kelly John Davis.
Well, but before we get there, I'd like to make another shout out. So, boy I worked with for the last 5 years, Morgan Brooks. He's in Canada at the moment, and he's very emotional going this week. He's only 23, Morgan.
Right.
And
Is that your joint head and night out thing?
Yeah, we went out last week. He's a fucking liability on the piss as well.
Must be a Morgan thing, I don't know.
It's gotta be, but the 20% rule, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he's home in a fortnight anyway. But he said, I've been he had a good night out when he got here, but he said, my head was in the shed a bit today, so I slammed the pod on, and he said it's just, you know, made me feel like at home. So it's like the boys having the chat and
very nice.
Big shout out
to
get over there, enjoy yourself.
Stay strong, brother.
I've messaged from like people from school and I moved away, and they said it reminds you of being
with the boys.
Being with the boys, or like, you know, being at home. Just talk about
Reese, what are you going to do? And if you're feeling down, but you're just going to go through with all the pods before you.
The full list.
Well, like some hours.
The uncut versions as well.
That
would be entertaining.
Fucking hell, it's a fucking gold mine.
If you ever get bored, just put an uncut version together. The best bits. Uncut.
Even this one from today, I could just put this out there.
Well, last time you
in prison.
Last time you went away, when you went to New Zealand, you didn't give a fuck, mind, did you?
Yeah.
You were just. We tell you to do something on Instagram, like someone's photo or comment on something. You were just brutal.
Just in case.
So maybe we'll get a...
Nobody can gas you over there, like...
Exactly, I was untouchable.
Other side of the world, well,
my name was fucking Power Station Hill for 16 years.
On Facebook.
Well, yeah, the best thing was my Tinder profile, my name was Power.
I bet I got you a few likes, actually.
I'm sure
Fenton's
your face
was
Fenton as well.
Yeah, Fenton.
That's brilliant. Your Power. Fenton.
Johnny Dens.
Power.
Johnny
Dens. Johnny Dens,
are you? But you did so many times, you can change your back at him.
But I did actually have, like, when I served Tinder with it, it was actually Johnny, so it was like... It's not very like Johnny. Like, it's not.
Here's
like,
Johnny.
So like Fenton or like Powers. Like,
you got your technical Johnny. Like
you got an in with it. Every like they message you like, why are you fucking called Power?
Your name's Power, you dull.
Oh, hi Johnny, how are you?
Don't get mad at them.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
Well, yeah, I had a message off KJD then. Mr. Kelly John Davis, we've been trying to get him on the pod since we started, and we had.
We've been in touch with his agent, and he's just too busy, really.
Can't afford him, can we?
No.
But a legend of the local area, and sent me a little message earlier. Hi, Rhys. Spoke to Scotty today, and he tells me that you were travelling to Australia on Thursday. Well, Friday, actually, Kel, that's fine. But what I would like to say is good luck and safe travels, and have a wonderful experience. And keep on dipping your wick regularly, lol. We will do that podcast one day as well. Stay safe, Kelvin.
Lol. So,
well, lol. Perhaps I'll be the first pod back and we'll get Kelvin on. Yeah. And talk about...
Can I ask you about your experience now? How much wick in? How much dipping your wick
in? How much dipping your wick in? You're dipping, you're doing.
No, that in all seriousness, that episode will be about 7 hours long, with Kelly. Yeah.
Oh my cut!
We'll have to do it like
a full series.
Yeah. 4, 5, 6 part. They're like,
oh well, that's what else is advice.
Yeah,
I think so. In a sense, it's been a pleasure.
It's been an absolute pleasure. But
it's all Reese's fault if anyone's wondering. You know, and everyone's got there. It's none of our fault.
To be fair, if any of the boys could work out how to edit the pod, they could just carry on. Like, but
are you taking your MacBook with you?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll make a recorder. You can just edit it for us.
Send it over. Yeah. I'll do it.
I'll send you the video.
Send it across. Well, go and rock yourselves.
Go and rock yourself.
Go rock yourself.
Rack off.
Rack off.
Cheers, Han.
Rockin' hell. Justin Tipperick.